You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday, which kind of feels like a Friday. I'm not quite sure what's going on with this week. We have Thanksgiving tomorrow, and then clearly Friday is the day after, Black Friday. Good Small Business Saturday, is that what we have here? And then, I don't know what. I'm in a mood.
I can tell.
No, you mean you can tell. I mean, with nothing, we get here, nothing works.
I know you're grumpy about the computer and about people.
I just get tired. I'm ready for a break. I think is what I'm ready for, and that's okay. It's coming, I guess. We have a state championship football game on Friday as well, and we'll preview all of that a little bit later in the program. And the sheriff's race thing is not over, and I don't know when it's going to be over. I don't know how long. We've learned that these elections can drag out forever. But if there was a recount or a not a recount but a tabulation of all of the other votes that comes forward, and then that announcement is made yesterday. So Jim Root declared sheriff on election night. Tony Brown declared sheriff, or at least by Steve Bean's office, yesterday. Jim Root has until Monday, is what I know legally, to do whatever, and then we'll see. One vote.
It's going to be a fun Thanksgiving around it really, Lincoln
County. No, I feel bad for everybody down there. I mean, because even, you know, most of these people get along, and most of these people just have a difference of opinion on who they'd rather support, but everybody likes everybody. It's just got to be turmoil down there. I mean, you know, and not to have, you know, the best way to end turmoil is to have, like, a solution, and then you move forward.
Right.
And this is just sort of a suspended kind of like, well, we think we have a solution. No, now we have a different solution. Now we don't know what the solution is. And then it doesn't help with the people just pouring on. I mean, I would just suggest to you that we have an incredible sheriff's department full of fine people, whether they were supporters of Jim Root or Tony Brown, and they still are today. And this idea that you want to make this about Republicans or Democrats or anything else, it just seems silly to me.
I understand.
They'll sort it out, and they'll get to the end, and you'll still have two fine people standing, and we'll have a new sheriff.
Absolutely.
It's just going to take a little longer than what any of us would like.
Which is the way elections tend to go these days.
But here's the thing. And with social media, it doesn't matter what the thing is. The thing doesn't even matter. It's just the outrage. And I think it's just people sitting around just going, oh, what can I be outraged about today? And then what can I just, you know, let me share my outrage. I had some post yesterday, two or three different things. I'm not going to get into it, but I mean, they were like commenting on things from like 6 weeks ago. Who goes and finds something that's 6 weeks old to be outraged about?
I don't have any idea. All I know is Facebook was screwed up all day yesterday.
And maybe they were like,
and maybe stuff was popping up and
No, I don't think so. I think they couldn't express their outrage for a number of hours. And so it all built up, and then it had to go bubbling, and then we had to have like extra outrage.
So they were
today.
Looking, so they were irritated at Facebook, so they went and dug to be irritated.
No,
about.
I'm saying that they couldn't do their normal outrage thing. And so when it finally started working, they had to double and triple down on the outrage.
It makes sense. That would make sense.
Okay, we're going to have to skip news now because you just talked all the way through it. And we're going to introduce our guests to you who are fresh off of a class. I'm so impressed, you guys. I feel bad now. I'm going to feel bad all day because you guys walk out all sweaty and you're in a class already this morning. And we want to welcome to the program, we're going to have all kinds of folks here today, but Julie Brilli and Morgan Largent, who were part of our WSOY MCA remix. Can you believe how fast 12 weeks passed?
No, not at all.
Doesn't it seem like we just started?
Yes, and Molly brought the A game this time.
She did. What did you think?
It was good. I think it was good to sweat a little extra.
I think it was because it was all veterans. You know, we didn't have to sort of start with any, like, rudimentary kind of things.
Agreed.
Or like, and so she just went right into it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
How many burpees did we do this session?
It's a lot.
But
that's the fault of, like, me and anybody else who had a birthday.
All you people that celebrated your birth.
That's exactly right. Julie, you not only support the Y, you're on the Y's board of directors, right?
Yes, I am.
I get you to pull that microphone up just a little bit there. How important is it to the mission of the Y when you're talking about You're getting the message out there about what a great organization this is.
You know, it's great, and it's been an awesome experience for me. Number one, just to, you know, get to come to the Y on such a regular basis, you know, and bring my family and work out, and we're getting more involved in different programs, and my kids are in swimming. My daughter's been in gymnastics. We come and play basketball. And so I think really as a board member, just to, you know, truly, truly get the feel and experience everything here at the Y, and then be able to share that with all of my friends and family and everyone else in the community. So I hope that, you know, just by people seeing us through the challenge and kind of the fun that we're having and the way that it's changed most of our lives. And then I think a lot of us too, through this challenge have, you know, we've taken more classes at the Y. We are exposed to more here. So we're bringing our families and we're just able to really share the mission with the community.
You know, I think that boards sometimes don't have that ground level sort of view of things. Has this helped you as a board member?
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry, being immersed into all of the different cultures
here? Yes, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, kind of the joke is the issue with the towels. And, you know, you just don't think about it. You come in the Y, you grab your towel, you work out, you throw it in the bin, right? Well, it's been, you know, on the board, we talked for quite some time about, you know, the cost of the towels and doing the laundry and they're disappearing. And so I get to kind of see that firsthand. You know, there are times where I'm using three towels and it's like, oh, wait, okay, hold on a second.
Or you have that.
I get that. Or I get home and it's in my bag.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, Matt, I accidentally, you know,
no,
stole
it's
a towel.
Like a towel amnesty day. It's like you bring back the 12 you have at home.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh God.
And you're not stealing them.
In the linen closet. So yeah, it's not on purpose, but you know, bring those back. So that's kind of, you know, like the running joke. But it's, you know, it's been great. And I think to see things firsthand, and I'm here in the evenings, you know, with swimming, and I see all the parents and the kids that are here and the impact that that has, and having a little one in gymnastics and being here in the evenings and coming in the mornings, and you really get to feel everything. And I think that means a heck of a lot more sitting on a board when you're actually active.
Yeah, I agree. So. I think that and it's always nice to have some appreciation. And I think even Matt Whitehead would tell you this, you know, as the executive director, sort of being, this is sort of different, you know, getting out of that office and being in there and interacting with people.
Absolutely.
It was a lot of fun. 12 weeks, you know, it just flew by. We had a winning team. We had a losing team. I'll ask you, Morgan. I don't know. Your morale seemed, not yours specifically, but the team morale seemed to kind of go awry somewhere in the middle of this. And then it was all blame Blake, which I thought was interesting because Blake got all of the video hate, and that was all on Matt and Lindsay. Mm-hmm. But what happened to Team Abby?
I don't know. You know what? Like, it's funny because whenever Lindsay, I was listening the day Lindsay called out Abby, and I was like, you know, we are grown adults.
Yeah.
You are responsible for yourself.
Ooh, Lindsay, did you hear that?
I did.
So then it kind of went, but it was funny. Abby's then emails to Lindsay were quite hysterical for the day. But so there was a little banter, but you know what? Like, come on now, people, do your thing. But I have to admit, there was too much logging, like logging my workout in the spreadsheet and logging my workout on my fitness pal. And I was like, so I probably miss some, I have to admit.
Okay.
I'm not perfect.
No, no one is.
You know,
and that's sort of the whole point of this is to have some fun with it. It was interesting. I think that there was just, there's a time where you need a break or you probably need a rest. And from what I understand, we'll be starting the next round of this like January 7th. So everybody has kind of like the holidays, which is a dangerous time to go AWOL on all of this because of the food and everything else starting tomorrow with the Thanksgiving. But it was, overall, it was a blast and fun. We had a great time yesterday, Monday. I woke up sore Tuesday, and I was talking to Katie yesterday at the community Thanksgiving luncheon, and she said the same thing. I think it's the crab walks and the stuff that you did as a child that was just sort of instinctual, and when you do it as a grown adult, it's like, wait a minute, I don't know how we did that.
Katie and I talked about it yesterday. I was like, I felt like I mean, the games were fun and I sweat a little bit, but I was like, my shoulders and back were so sore yesterday. I didn't know what in the world. And we were like, oh, those stupid crab walks.
Yeah.
Those stupid crab walks. But I will say, I think the group, we had a lot of fun this round. I think everyone, like both teams, were just a lot of fun to work out with for 12 weeks.
Yeah, it was. It was a good group.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun over the 12 weeks. Lindsay did the wrap up video, which is available at our Facebook page and nowdecatur.com. I think she just reshared that out this morning. If you want to take a look at it, it was, and there's some outtakes in there. And there's nothing better than being caught talking about Braunschweiger. I was talking about the Heichels thing we were doing.
God.
And Katie and I, well, no, Katie and I were like, oh, total agreement on this. We were, you know, it was, I didn't realize Lindsay was filming. And there's all kinds of fun little nuggets like that in the video this week if you watch the entire thing.
Well, Lindsay needs to go back and add my name to the Team Abby.
I know. I swear, Lindsay. I thought I had it on there. I kept, I and Brian can attest to this. I was like, who? Okay, go through the names because I feel like
No, wait, whoa. Brian went through Brian's team's names.
Because I kept...
Brian didn't go through your team
names. I thought I had all mine listed, and I'm like, why am I missing something? And I thought I had it on there.
Just kidding.
I was like, who am I missing? And then I said something to Matt Hall yesterday. I said, Matt, you guys had more team members than we did. And he goes, no, you forgot to put Morgan's name. I went, Oh, that's why we have a weird count. So, yeah.
That's why Matt was such a great team leader. He was even thinking about the other team's
Matt's
feelings.
Wonderful.
He is.
He is.
Well, it was
Crack
a up. Great time. All right. So, Julia's board member, do your pitch here. People will heading into the holiday season, right? Everybody eats too much, and then they go into the new year wanting to, you know, do something.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is a great time. So take a look. You know, signups are approaching for the upcoming programs. Take a look. Get your kids involved. Bring your family in. You know, if you're single, totally fine, too. Tons of programs for everyone, all ages. Take a look. It's a great place. And everyone has some days off over the holidays, so it's a great time to come in. Ask for a tour. Take a look around.
Well, they do all kinds of things here, you know, outside of just classes and gym time. You can sign up for free for the newsletter at the Greater Decatur YMCA website. You can also take a look at the program schedules. There's over 70 classes that come with memberships.
Yeah,
I mean, the class you just took, what did you guys take?
We did strength and conditioning.
Strength and conditioning. Was it hard?
It was sweaty.
Yeah? Well, that generally means hard.
Yeah. A minute of one exercise sometimes gets a little difficult.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what you're doing. We didn't have to do burpees because we don't like pumpkin pie, I guess. We like pecan pie over pumpkin pie, so we didn't have to do burpees.
That's the secret. But, if you're coming in today, pick pecan pie.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was a good one.
Well, the hours are for everyone's schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see people rolling out of a class right now, 20 or 30 people coming out. Yeah. You know, they're in here at 6 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning working out. They're in here at 8 o'clock at night. And so it truly is I always like to tell people, because I think that the biggest barrier to joining a place is that you're afraid that you're going to stand out or you're going to go there and people don't look like you or that you're somehow going to feel intimidated.
Yeah.
And here you don't have that. I mean, you see just about everyone.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not like that here. And, you know, you walk in the door and it's everyone smiling. Everyone says, Heidi, you come 2 times and the ladies at the front desk know your first name, you know, and they address you when you come in. So it's just very warm, very friendly. We love it here. So hopefully everyone can come in and take a look while they have a couple days off over the holidays.
All right, gang. Morgan, I'm not going to rub it in. I mean, you know, everybody won.
Oh, I'm good.
Right?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I did my part, Brian.
See,
that's
I love this. You are such a team player. You're one of those boring athletes. Just gonna, we're going to play them one game at a time.
Well, you're not going to get a participation award, though. I will not give you a participation award.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's been fun, and who knows who will be back and what we'll be doing next. But January 7th, we'll be talking to some of the other folks from the Challenge. Beth Nolan and Katie Anderson will be in. Molly will be joining us at the top of the hour. Tangie's a beast.
Uh-huh.
Man, she was a teammate.
Was she?
Yes. And then Rachel at the end.
Rachel and Jacob.
Rachel, yeah.
Yes.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
I've never. She's the first person I've ever met that actually likes the Jacob's uh-huh. Ladder, or at least liked it for a while.
Suffered yeah. through it for
yes.
2 weeks.
I bet in a big way.
Yeah, I did the Stairmaster once, and I was like, nope.
That's it?
Again. It was awful.
What was your favorite part of the whole challenge?
I like rowing.
The rowing was fun.
I do like rowing. I've always kind of liked rowing. I don't bike. I didn't like that, but I like the strength one too. Doing the wads and the you know different classes
yeah,
is always
good.
A good one. So,
Julie,
yeah,
what was your favorite part?
You know, I liked the. Oh, I don't know. I liked the strength one. Okay, so that was kind of cool. I did water aerobics while my son was swimming. Right, so that was fun, and that was actually really hard. So I liked that one. And the rowing. No,
I was waiting for the sleep challenge. She didn't do it.
I know. She did that
challenge?
Before. Yeah, remember?
Yep, we did it last time.
We had to get 8 hours of sleep.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
break
I do.
Your sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard.
Now.
That's
tough for me.
Yeah.
When you got to be up.
Yeah. Exactly.
So when you do the water aerobics, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When I think to myself, why in water aerobics, I just see people in like the one piece with like the thing around,
well,
you know, the
look,
bottom of it.
It was a real classy looking one piece that I had, let me tell you. But
I mean, is it hard?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have these Well, shout out to Marsha Wimmer, who teaches the class, because she's amazing. And I was quite impressed. But so she has her little, you know, boom box over on the side. So there's great music. You have these like foam hand weights. You can make it as hard or as easy as you want.
I guess.
So you have some people out there that are, you know, just kind of casually strolling along, or you can just really, I mean, I was, I had to stay for about 50 minutes and I was, you know, somewhere between 350 and 400 calories. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
But I mean, I was really, you know, working at it. You can go into the deep end, get an even, you know, better workout, but it was, I loved it.
All right.
I'm
going to have to try that. I haven't done anything with the pool.
Great group of people. So, but you know, my complaint though to Matt, the water's just too cold.
Too cold?
It's totally not, but I.
And it's 90 degrees in the room.
I know. I know. But I'd be like, hey, can you turn that up like 2 degrees if I come to class?
Hey, board member.
He always said no. I know.
Cutting the budget.
Nope, can't do that.
Guys, we appreciate it. We will see you soon. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more. Stay tuned.